This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. In this second installment of a six-week series, Nelson Neal, the head of CHS Global Research, describes another trend shaping the future of agriculture. Today, we're talking about labor market changes. Nelson, the past 3 years have caused major upheaval in available labor. Give us an overview, if you would.
Gosh, Mike, that is a great question, and it continues to be a hot button issue, not only in agriculture, but I would say in the broader industry, many businesses looking for the appropriate labor force to execute on their business plans and strategies. And if we look back over the last couple of years, beginning with the pandemic outbreak, you know, there've been a couple of drivers that I think have resulted in a shortfall in workers. Number one, we had the baby boomer generation. When the pandemic hit, based on health considerations, based on where they were financially, they just basically said, I'm done with working. It's time for me to retire. So that was a big swath of workers that exited the labor pool. And in fairness, the oldest baby boomer is 77 years old, nearing 80 years old, with the youngest boomer of that generation being nearly 60 years old. So it's probably high time and fair time for that cohort to exit the market. So that was factor number one. Factor number two really manifests itself in some immigration restrictions and regulation put in place during President Trump's time in office. And that restricted immigration into the country. And that had perhaps an outsized effect on agriculture versus other industries, given its reliance upon immigrant labor to execute on the farm. So that was the second gut punch, if you will, from a labor force perspective. And the third really had to do with prime age workers, those 25 years old through 54 years old. During the pandemic period, many had to leave the workforce to take care of an aging mom and dad who could no longer remain in the senior living facility, or kids that were no longer able to attend school in person. So these were kind of three factors during that pandemic time period that really created stress on the labor markets. And if you fast forward to today, I'm not sure that labor pool has recovered. I think we're still dealing with a lot of the pandemic scars as we try to find suitable labor. When I talk with ag retailers and others in the agriculture space in the upper Midwest, one of the first questions that I always get, Mike, is, hey, how do I find good people? I think that's a question that has been with us as an agricultural community. And I think it's one that will continue to be with us as we look over the next 18 to 36 month horizon, at least.
How are worker expectations changing, and how will those changes impact agriculture, Nelson?
So we talked about the baby boomer generation essentially phasing out of the workforce, and kudos to them. We have another generational cohort beginning to infiltrate the workplace, and that's called Generation Z, or those born from 1995 through 2012. And this cohort or this generation is different from those that have preceded it, namely the millennials and Gen X. And they've got some very distinguishing characteristics that I think that are worth noting when you're thinking about agriculture and you're thinking about your workforce of tomorrow. Number one, they're a do-it-yourself generation. So if I need to figure out how to do something, I'm going to Google it, or I'm going to seek it out on YouTube. So very much of a DIY generation. Number two, this generation of workers wants to know a professional path. So when they join an organization, they want to know where they're going to go. And quite frankly, they don't have a lot of patience to get there as well. So you really need to lay out a firm path to help them understand where they can be in a given organization. Number three, they like to be in the know. They've spent their entire lives with their family providing input on key decisions. Where should we go for vacation? They have an input on. What type of new car should the family buy? So they've always been involved. So as this generation transfers and transitions into the workplace, they want to be involved there too. And it's just a natural extension of who they are. And finally, they're technologically savvy. They were born with a pacifier in one hand and a cell phone in the right. So they've always, always embraced technology and technological advancement from birth.
Nelson, how do we handle these generational differences when hiring in agriculture?
So when we talk about Generation Z and follow up on that theme, I think it's important for this cohort of workers that you identify a pathway and you provide opportunities for them. They're not going to come into your organization and stay in the same spot for 10 years and then look to advance there. This is probably a 1 to 2 to 3 year transition. They need to know where they're going to go. So it's important that at the outset you give them a sense of where they can aspire to in your organization. Number two, we said they were born with a cell phone in their hands. Technology sells. So they're going to want to go to organizations that have a certain degree of sophistication as far as technology is concerned. Now, certainly agriculture may be not as far ahead as other industries, but certainly we'll have to get there if we want to attract and maintain what I would call the workforce of tomorrow. And finally, the last thing I'll say about Generation Z and sort of that next workforce and that next cohort, they do have an appetite and a willingness to learn. They're willing, I think, to pay their dues. They just want to know where and what that pathway looks like. So I think there's a lot of exciting ways in which agriculture can connect with this next generational workforce. And I think it's going to be exciting to see where we can end up together.
Exciting for sure. Folks, that's Nelson Neal, head of CHS Global Research. Nelson, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.